Blog Talk Radio. blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch, better have my money.
Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl We have an interview tonight, but before I get to my interview, I just want to say this really, 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 really quick. I watched the VMAs, and I think the bird, Nicki Minaj, is really immature. She's just a bitter, angry bitch because, like, you have to, first of all, you're in the music industry, period. You're in the fucking music industry, and what makes you think people aren't going to talk about you? What makes you think you just that damn hot that people aren't going to talk about you? Look at Beyonce. People talk about Beyonce, and she's the baddest bitch in the game, if you ask me. People talk about Jay-Z, and he's one of the best. People talk about Biggie. So what makes Nicki Minaj think that people aren't going to voice their opinions about her? I don't think you should have been nominated for Video of the Year. The video was whack. Period. All you did was stand on your, well, kneel on your knees the whole time and shake your fat, fake ass. Come on, like, somebody really did knock this bird down like 15 notches. The only award you will ever win is the whack-ass BET Awards. Nobody even acknowledges BET. You won't win a Grammy. They only gave you that award on MTV because they didn't want to have to deal with the racist comments. No, I don't think Nicki Minaj is whack. She's just too cocky, and I'd be glad when somebody come and just, I'm so sick of her. Anyway, how y'all doing? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And I got an interview to do. I got a lot of questions because I know I'm nosy. And I couldn't be nosy with this artist because I could not find their Instagram, their Twitter. So I couldn't, you know, go snooping like I normally do. So I got to really drill the artist because I didn't get a chance to snoop. You know, I couldn't be the private eye that I normally am. So let's get the artist on the phone. Let's get this one, you know. The show going. Is my computer acting stupid? Because I'm tired of hearing this Drake song. Hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
Moolala. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you, man?
I'm fine. So, this is the way I do my show is I let the artists introduce themselves so they can, you know, because they may have something special that they want to say. So go ahead and introduce yourself for the world.
Okay. Well, world, this is Nakia. The Queen Prince, the Prince of Queens, and I'm truly happy to be here. I look forward to this interview, and I hope y'all enjoy the interview, and here it is.
That was cute. That was so cute. So, I did read your bio. You're from New York.
Correct? I am. South Jamaica, Queens. Yes, ma'am.
New York in the building. I'm from New Jersey, so.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. I'm in the South now, but I'm from New Jersey. So, have you... Go ahead.
I'm in the South as well.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm glad. So, what part of the South are you in?
I live in South Carolina. Charleston.
I'm in South Carolina too. I got a twin out there. That's so
nice,
cute.
Yes.
That's so cute. So, okay, well, I'm glad that you're in a different state other than New York, because then I get to ask the question that I wanted to ask you. So, did you get to do any of your music in New York?
What do you mean?
In New York, or did you start in the South?
Oh, no, I definitely started in New York.
Okay, you started in New York. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So, comparing the two, North versus the South, which place is easier for you when it comes to pushing your music and, like, building a fan base? Is it New York or is it South Carolina?
I would have to say the South, period. Not necessarily just South Carolina, but the South, period. And that's because of the different mentalities from the North and the South. A lot of the North, I mean, at the end of the day, as far as hip-hop goes, everybody now is a rapper, everybody has a mixtape, and everybody's doing music. So,
yeah.
With that being said, in the North, being how everybody's doing music, the mentality is, I'm better than him, I should be on, he shouldn't be on. And if they see somebody who is better than them, they won't necessarily show love. In the South, you know, it's cliche to hear that Southern hospitality, but that's really how it is. They do support one another, and if your music is good, they will support you. If your demeanor is good and you're able to interact with them, they will support you. You know, a lot of New Yorkers will come down here and have that and come with that cockiness. And I have the same thing, but at the same time, you got to know how to put certain things to the side. And it's a time and place for everything, you know.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to interact with people, you know, that extra ego isn't necessary, you know. So you got to know how to let that go and be able to be humble. Humility is universally respected, you know. And some of my Northerners haven't learned that yet, and it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. But for me, I get a lot more love down here, unfortunately, you know, because I'm from there and I'm repping there, and I've done so many shows and open mics and showcases there. And I might be the hottest thing at the show, but you know, I might just get a head nod. I might get one hand in the air, you know. And that's them showing me respect, you know. Because when I get off stage, they'll come to me and say, "Yo, man, that was a good look." You know what I'm saying? You really doing your numbers. They'll tell me something like that. Opposed to when I'm on the stage, I'm like, "Hey, everybody, put your hands up," and they won't do it. You know, but down here, you know, I haven't put, and I can't say down here it's different because I haven't performed down here yet, but I know from the love that I've gotten just from radio, it's been a big difference.
Okay. I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm clearly not surprised, but I just wanted to see it from another perspective because, you know, I'm from up north and I live in the South, and everything that I do, I get much more support, much more love from the people in the South than I do from the people up north. So I just, you know, I thought maybe it's just me. Maybe they're hating on me because I'm light-skinned. I don't know. But no, it's just, that's just how they are. So before I go any further, I want to let you know, because some people do take offense to some questions that I ask, so I'm telling you ahead of time.
Right.
Do not take the questions that I ask. These are just questions that I ask everybody. Please don't get in your feelings. And to you, it may be, that's just a simple question. But to other people, oh, this bitch trying to disrespect. Because I've had situations before, so I try to tell people ahead of time, don't take offense to any questions that I ask. Because there's nothing personal. I'm not picking at you. I'm just simply asking the question. So.
Okay.
That goes to my next question. Do you write your own music?
Well, thank you for the heads up. And the answer to that is yes. Yes, I do.
You write all your music?
All of it. I come from that cloth where it was very much important for that to be the case. I don't know... I'm an 80s baby, 90s teen. So in that era, it was all about hip-hop. And hip-hop, the difference between hip-hop and rappers is hip-hoppers live it. Walk it, talk it. This is what they do.
This is what they live. This is what they eat. You know, rappers, you know, they're here for the money. They putting words together that rhyme. They might not necessarily mean anything, but at least they rhyme, and so they're rapping. But hip-hoppers, they lived it, they walked it, they talked it, they wrote it, you know, and okay. Nobody else did it for them. So, yes, I do write all my material.
That's good to know. Well, I mean, again, I'm not surprised. You are from up north. No shade to the people in the south. I'm not trying to shade nobody. I mean, but it is what it is. I'm not surprised. So,
right.
Being that you write your own music, what is the hardest part about writing your own music?
Really, for me, the hardest part would probably be trying to stay current, staying true to hip hop, and coming up with new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really nothing that you can put out that hasn't been said about
mm-hmm.
how you say it and your delivery, mm-hmm. you know. And like I said, because I'm hip hop, I refuse to conform to what the powers that be are trying to do as far as pushing a certain sound, because it's almost like everybody sounds the same, and I'm not going that way, you know. I'm not doing that. I refuse to do it, and you know, it might take me longer to get where I'm trying to get, but I want to stay true to who I am, you know. I'm not a New York dude trying to sound like I'm from the South, you know, because
mm-hmm.
the South sound is what's popping. I'm not into that, you know. I'm just really trying to stay true to me. And so with that being said, I do get writer's block every now and then, but different situations open up my mind, open up my creativity, and helps me to create.
I wanna cut you off really quick, because y'all know I'm real as they come. You just said I've only heard one other person say that I've interviewed or talked to, and that person was my husband, that I do get writer's
wow.
block. Everybody else always say they pretty much just that damn good. They never get writer's block. And it's the again, some people are not honest. They try to, again, act like they are the best at what they do. You and my husband are the only people I've pretty much ever heard say that, yes, I do get writer's block, and sometimes I can do something, or I can, you know. So I respect the fact that you were honest. I truly respect that you were just honest just now. I do. So.
Thank you.
So you clearly have two definitions of, well, you have one definition for each word, and one is hip-hop and one is rap. So
right.
You put yourself in the category of hip-hop, but you don't put yourself in the category of rap. So I'm
right.
going to throw out some rap. I'm going to throw out some people that make music. I'm not going to put them in my – I'm just going to say people that do music, and you tell me what category you put them in. So, of course,
okay.
I'll start with – I'm going to start with Tupac. What category do you put him in?
Oh, Pac is hip hop slash, because he was about his people. So
mm-hmm.
it was for a person like Pac, it was bigger than hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
So I consider him hip hop slash.
Category do you put him in?
And it's crazy. And I'm glad you brought him up. Because Flocka. I'm going to put him under hip-hop, although some probably would argue that fact with me, but I know Flocka's history
mm-hmm.
from his mother to his uncle, who are very much ingrained in hip-hop. His uncle is Bimmy. I don't know if many people know who Bimmy is, but Bimmy is a Queens dude who's been with LL Cool J, for a very long time, and of course everybody knows his mother. You know, she's got a lot of her name is heavy right now, but she's been who she's been for quite some time, and helping a lot
mm-hmm.
of artists get on for quite some time. They're very much hip hop. So he's been around it for a very long time. So mm-hmm. he is hip hop.
Okay.
If even if people don't believe that to be the case.
Okay. So okay, I'm gonna give you another one, which I know the answer, and I pray to God you know the answer too. I'll say Gucci Mane. Where do you put Gucci?
You know, it's crazy, but I put Gucci right into hip hop.
Really?
A lot of people would argue that fact. Yeah, would argue that fact as well. But Gucci lives what he's talking. Gucci
mm-hmm.
is about what he's saying he's about. And that is what
mm-hmm.
hip hop is about. You know, it came from our neighborhood and talking about our neighborhood, talking about ourselves, talking about what we aspire to get, talking about who we are, what we will do, what we might do, you know. And Gucci, you know, that is who he is. Whatever he's saying in his thing, that is what he does. If he says something crazy, that's because Gucci might just do something crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If he's saying something about money, because he's grinding and he getting money, you know, and he's been doing
mm-hmm.
it for quite some time, successfully
so,
at that.
Okay,
you know?
So what about Rick Ross? So where do you put Rick Ross?
I don't know. You know, I can't put him under rapper because he's more than a rapper. And I don't know enough about him to just throw
mm-hmm.
him under hip hop. But I do know that when I hear the interviews that he does, I respect what he's presenting in these interviews. And every time
mm-hmm.
I hear an interview, almost every interview, and when they talk to him about his artist or artist he's trying to sign, he always says the same thing, which is, I'm trying to create more and more black millionaires as I can. As they come and they got the talent, I'm trying to create more black millionaires. You know, so with that being said, I know that don't necessarily have to do with music per se. But he's definitely bigger than rap. I can't disrespect him and put him in as a rapper because he's much nicer than just dudes that's just putting words that rhyme together.
So who is a dude that just put rhymes together and rhymes? Give me an artist who you consider a rapper.
Wow, that just puts rhymes together and just off the top of my, I mean, because we could just turn on the radio, off the top of my head. Give me a song, because a lot of these cats, I don't even know their names.
Maybe Rich Homie Quan, the Migos.
Rich Homie Quan. Nah, he
that,
don't.
You know that dance thing, that dude that does dance thing?
Yeah, he got the dance thing going on, but he's put some
Soulja
things together
Boy.
That.
How about Soulja Boy?
Yeah, so Soulja Boy is a rapper.
Okay, all right.
Boy is a
okay,
rapper.
I got you. Okay, we somewhat on the same page. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, he's definitely a rapper. You know.
So, now I do switch back and forth, back and forth. Now back to yourself. You know, of course, like you said, you write your own music, and
right.
of course, you have to record the music. Duh, that's a given. So.
Right.
Like, you haven't done any shows in the South. You have done them up north. So,
right.
when you get ready to do a show, do you get nervous? Do you smoke a blunt? Do you drink a beer? Do you drink a Hennessy? Like, what do you do before you hit the stage?
usually the day of a show, and it really doesn't matter the capacity of the show. Mm-hmm. It's always the same feeling for me. I never eat too much because I don't like to be heavy on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I always eat something so I won't, you know, fall out, or I'll have enough energy. But I always eat afterwards. But I eat something. And I relax. I relax. Mm-hmm. And I focus in on the performance. And truthfully, I go on stage to try to outshine whoever is there and performing that night. It doesn't matter if they're signed or unsigned. When I get on that stage, I get on that stage to show. I show up to show out. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten high in my life, so I couldn't tell you how that felt. I don't mm-hmm. smoke weed or nothing, and I very rarely drink anything. So those type of things don't take place for me. But
that's great to know. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. That, you know. A lot of people wouldn't be clapping.
I don't do that stuff. So to me, that's a good thing. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do none of that. So I'm like, wow, somebody doesn't smoke. Somebody doesn't drink. Hallelujah. You know. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's good to know. Not all artists are bad. I should not consider that bad. So. Okay. I need a clear understanding, what does your name mean?
It means the ruler in Swahili.
And this is your real name, or this is your
right
name?
Yeah, this is actually my government, my first name, Nakaya, you know, and which is one of the reasons why I wanted to use it. Now is because, you know, it's enough gimmicks and enough shucking and jiving in the game. It's time to get back to some real shit, to be honest with you. Be frank, mm-hmm. rather. And so I said, you know what? My name is strong enough to stand all by itself, so I'm going to go with my name.
You have the Prince of Queens. What does that mean?
Yes, ma'am. I always tell people that, you know, nobody goes harder for Queens than I do. You know, it's been home for me.
Time out. Queens meaning women, or Queens meaning gay guys?
Queens meaning the borough of New York, in New York.
Right? Oh. Okay, I got you. I feel stupid. I got you. Go ahead.
You got it. You walking with me?
I got you now. All right, now I get.
Okay.
Now I understand what it means, because I thought
right.
you meant like a queen, like a queen, like the queen of England. That's what
right,
I'm so fucking
right.
confused. Oh, there you go. I got you. I should put two and two together, right? The New York Queen.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I don't feel any way. I'm not even trying to be funny.
I was really confused. Like, okay, the Prince of Queens, I don't know what that means. So it's either one of two things. He's talking about real queens, or he's talking about gay men. And he's really talking about neither one of them. So,
right.
Damn. Well, y'all go. People can make mistakes.
That's right. I definitely went with the Prince of Queens, one, because, like I said, nobody goes harder for Queens. But at the same time, you know, I always feel I feel honored to be from such a royal borough when it comes to hip-hop. It's been so mm-hmm. many kings come before me, from Run DMC, you know, all the way to from Ja Rule to 50 Cent to Lost Boys, Onyx, Mobb Deep, Nas, Kool G Rap, Capone and Noriega, you know. It's just so many kings that
without them, I couldn't be doing what I'm doing. And I just wanted mm-hmm. to honor them and not try to disrespect them by saying I'm the king of Queens when I haven't done enough to even claim that type of title. You know, if mm-hmm. one of them crowned me, that's something different. But truthfully, I always wanted to pay homage. You know, and it's not about getting their approval for it, but I want to pay homage because that's the cloth I'm cut from, you know, and just mm-hmm. honor the things that they've done and the doors that they've opened up for me to do what I'm doing. So that's where the Prince came from, and you know, like I said, nobody goes harder for Queens than I do. If you see mm-hmm. me, if you don't see me with a hat, most of the time it's going to be, the 95% of the time it's going to be a Mets fitted, and not because I'm a baseball fan, but because I'm from Queens, and I'm from New York.
Okay. It's good to know. So, being in the music industry, period, just what is one of the hardest things you've had to deal with being in the industry?
Being independent and being talented and watching others get backing who aren't as talented as you. That's been a very frustrating thing, you know. Mm-hmm. But I have to allow G.O.D. to do what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we ready for the thing, but it's not our time or it's not our season, you know.
Yeah.
So I have to stay patient. And if it's for me, the doors will open, you know. But that has been a very frustrating thing because being independent means, for me, not a lot of money because mm-hmm. I'm working with 9-to-5 money, not street money. It's not flipping money and all this. I don't have that quick money to just throw out there and be in the clubs with popping all kind of $500 box. I don't have that, you know, to look as if I'm getting it like that, you know. Mm-hmm. I have it to put into my career and try to propel myself as an independent artist to get some form of machine behind me who believes in the Kai as an artist and who believes in the Kai as a brand.
And that was my next question. Are you a full-time artist? And
yeah.
It's not. Well, you are, but do you only do music? You don't do anything else?
And it's crazy because I took time off from, you know, working and things like that just to do music right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that can't last forever. You know,
mm-hmm.
I happen to have a significant other who supports me and who I'm able to lean on, as well as a supportive family who I'm able to lean on in this time. So I'm able to do that. You know, I don't recommend that for people who don't have that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be blessed to have that. You know, but
mm-hmm.
how long are you going to allow yourself to lean on these people is the question, while believing and pushing your dream, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you gotta look at reality and be like, okay, I got to start changing up some things, you know, if it's not happening. Because it's not going to happen for everybody, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. So where do you see your music career within, I say, the next 5 years?
I see myself having quite a few hits. I see my music career opening other doors for me to venture into different businesses for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I'm able to bless others. You know, one of my prayers when I do pray about this music is for God to bless me so that I'm a blessing to others and that he never lets me forget who I am, whose I am, or who helped me to get where I am. You know, so I look forward in the next 5 years to be very successful, and that's my successful.
not what society mm-hmm. says is successful, not what the next man says is successful. I don't watch other people's pockets. I don't need to live like this person or that person, and I don't care who that person or this person is messing with or dealing with or what their money is together. I just want to be able to take care of mine and be able to bless those that I'm able to bless.
Okay. So you wouldn't care if you'd ever, maybe never got signed to a record label?
No, if that meant that an investor backed me or I was able to, it would have to be some form of an investor to back me to propel the music, because it just doesn't happen off of nothing. It takes money to get to a certain level, and then once you're at that level, it takes money to maintain that level. It's the bottom mm-hmm. line. So it's going to take something. Rather it be a record label, or a parent record label, which is like a heavy entity, like a Atlantic or something, or Warner Brothers, Sony, or it could be another artist with their own label, who's established artist with their own label. It could be mm-hmm. one of them, or an investor. You know, I personally look forward to signing with OVO, but you know, that's just a personal thing of mine. You know, mm-hmm. I'm reaching, but I like to reach big when I'm reaching.
Yeah.
You know, and at the same time, I like to look for somebody or people who I believe will care about me as a person and care about my career. You know, a lot of the big name companies, they don't care about hip-hop or the artist necessarily. They care about their business. And I respect it because mm-hmm. it is a business, you know. Whereas an artist, I feel, would care more about themselves. So they care mm-hmm. about, you know, you not getting jerked as much as you would have if you just signed with a humongous, you know, company that's been around for quite some time.
Okay. I got you. I mean, you know, again, I've never, you know, not too many people speak like this. And, you know, they, oh, no, I just want to be signed to this label, or I just want to be independent. That's pretty much a basic answer. And you actually gave me a something to think about. No, I'm not an artist. Don't plan on being an artist. It's just something, you know, to think about, which is very interesting. So.
Right.
That was a good answer. So, your single that you have out.
Yes, ma'am.
What was going through your mind when you were doing this single?
People having a good time at the club. I'm really a homebody. You know, mm-hmm. I don't necessarily like the clubs and things like that. It's not really my scene, but I do it because it's a part of the business, and it comes with the mm-hmm. territory. You know, so when I finally opened myself up to going to the clubs, again, that's like I said, at the time maybe I might have had writer's block, but once I went to the club, it's a whole new atmosphere for me. So it's giving me new ideas. So I'm seeing how mm-hmm. people are reacting. I'm seeing the VIP. I'm seeing how you got to stand online. I'm seeing how the bouncers are treating people. So from that whole experience, I was able to create AO, and I just used a term that we use in the hood, like if we see each other, AO, and I just took that mm-hmm. and just put it into, you know, the record, and it came out really good. You know, I love the record. And I said, you know what, this gonna be my first baby. Let me throw it out there.
Okay. So would you like to introduce the song for everyone?
Yes, ma'am. For all who don't know, again, this is Nakaya, the Queen's Prince, the Prince of Queens, and this is my new single, Ayo. I hope y'all love it as much as I love making it.
Everybody on the left seat. hurricane to turn it up and get it popping heat. We got them bottles popping, we're rocking heat. Yeah, the heat is on now, we got it hot and heat. Oh.
Okay, and we're back. I like the song. I really like the song. And I don't like Queenie Keefe's music. I'm very anti other people's music. I like two people. Well, no, that's a lie. I don't blame who I like and who I don't. It was a good song. I really do like it. It was a good song. I like it. It's different. It's, again, because everybody's, you know, I don't listen to the radio because I don't like what's being played on the radio. However, when I'm maybe my husband is driving and he has the radio on, I get to hear what's on the radio. And everybody sounds the same. Everybody is nay-naying and whipping and whatever the hell they do. And to some people, oh, you sound like an old lady. No, I sound like I don't like this whack-ass music. So it's good to hear somebody who don't sound like everybody else. You know. Everybody sounds like Migos. Everybody sounds like they got auto-tuned to the point where you start ringing. It's just give me regular music, a good beat, good words coming out of the person's mouth, and I'll be good. So it was a good song. I'm glad my ears didn't start hurting or bleeding. You're welcome. So, before we, you know, let you go, I have to ask a question. Do you have a social media? Do you have any, a Twitter, an Instagram, a Facebook, a MySpace? Do you have anything?
Yes, ma'am.
You do?
My Twitter
because,
Wait,
you're going too fast. Hold up. I got to find it. Nope, that's not right. Okay. What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is Nakaya24, N-A-K-A-Y-A, 24 numerically. And my Instagram is the same, N-A-K-A-Y-A, 24 numerically. My website is just dropped, which is theprinceofqueens.com, www.theprinceofqueens.com. That's finally done and it's up. And my Facebook is Nakaya, N-A-K-A-Y-A, and then the pronunciation N-U-H-K-A-I-Y-U-H. And that's Facebook. So that's all my social media there.
Because we've been looking for it, couldn't find it. I'm like, you ain't got no Twitter or no Instagram. How I'm going to snoop? So I couldn't snoop
with
no nosy kid like I do with everybody else. So now I have to re-interview you. I have to interview you again because now I get to go snooping and being nosy. And I can like, yeah, because on April 1st, 2009, you said you didn't, you know, so. I get to be nosy now. Well, no, I like to have the artist information so that when I do play their song, I can tweet them and let them know, hey, I'm playing your song right now, you know, just so that you can know that your song is being played. People are listening to your music. You know, I mean, I do snoop, but now I don't be going back 5 years. I don't do all that. I just go and say, okay, this is the artist, whatever, and you know. To check to see if you ever have any new music, just, you know, because some artists forget to email you music. So I like to stay up to date with the artist as well to know, okay, well, hey, they just dropped a new single, so I'm going to play the new single instead of keep playing the old
right
thing. So.
Right.
So we got that. I'm just, you know, just really necessarily being nosy all the time. But.
Well, Well, doing this music, you know, and being in the spotlight to some degree, you got to be – there is a form of transparency that needs to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
People are definitely going to judge you and things of that nature, so you got to be – you just got to be on your P's and Q's.
Yeah.
And if you didn't want that to happen, this is the wrong business.
Yes, that's what I try to tell my husband, because my husband, he does music as well. Sometimes, you know, you got to
– Okay.
Your skin has to be a little bit tougher, because some people, they're bored. Some people are really bored, and they have nothing else to do. And they just go looking. And you could have said you only like green sneakers, and they seen that you had on blue sneakers one day, and they're going to try to hate you. Or, you know, for simple things like that, so – the industry is crazy. I've seen a lot of you strong
right.
when you deal with these crazy people. So I'm glad I don't do music, because I'd be in prison somewhere. Nobody got time for that. So, I would like to thank you, you know, for coming on the show. And like I said, I will be playing your song, you know, on the show.
Wow.
And
I appreciate that.
And on my other shows as well, I have other shows. And, look, like I said, you will get a tweet when your song is being played, and, you know, things like that. And if it ever gets
nice.
To my mixtape, I will, you know, you will know when, or, you know, if you allow us to put your song on the mixtape, we will let you know, and you will, you know, we'll tweet you and things like that. And we'll show, hey, your song is on this mixtape, you know, things like that.
Nice. I truly appreciate that. That's beautiful. I appreciate it. I really do. I really do.
I don't know when the next mixtape is coming out, but when it does, you know, I will let you know. You know, your single is on this mixtape, and, you know, just so you can know, you can tell you people to download it or whatever it is you want to do, just to let you know that, you know, I do support good music. Not all music. I support good music. So, it's a good
as
song.
As do I. I hear you on that. I hear you on that. Thank you for that, though.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
You're very welcome. Yes, and whenever you want to come back, you have another single you want, you know, as to play, you want to do another interview. Like, I followed you on Twitter, so you know, it's Molly Red, so I think that's what it says. I don't know my Twitter. I don't like Twitter. But I followed you on Instagram as well. My Instagram is Molly Red. I do know that. So, you know, if you ever wanted to just come back on the show and just give us some new music, or if you want to come back and do the interview, you're doing it. We will get you back on the show whenever you want.
Wow, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And thank you.
No, not a problem. Not a problem.
And we look forward to having you back on the show again.
Okay. And I will be back. I will be back.
Okay. We'll be waiting.
All right.
So, guys, I'm going to give you all a song, and then I'm about to go watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse with my daughter, so she still watching Mickey Mouse. I don't know why she's not asleep. I don't think Daddy put her to sleep. I think he's waiting for me to do it so he can go eat the ice cream in the freezer. Anybody got time for that? But there was something else I had to tell y'all. I don't even remember. Oh, Kanye West said he runs for president. If Kanye West, what's his name? If Kanye West runs for president for another country, because, I mean, he's going to have that whole-ass Kim Kardashian right there next to him with that fake, that ass butt. Y'all think I'm against butt injections and all that stuff? I'm not, because I want a fake butt. I want my face done, even though there's a damn thing wrong with my face. Oh, my boobs done. I want all that stuff done. But I don't like her. She's a ho-fo show. She just got a cute little daughter. That little girl is so gorgeous. Somebody told me my daughter looked like North. I said, really? Don't tell me that. You trying to say I'm a ho? But no, for her, y'all. Kanye was going to go sit his stupid ass down. I think him being around those Kardashians has ruined him a little bit. So I pray that he, you know, He was just high. That's why he did all that. And I know y'all watch Love and Hip Hop.
crazy. I'm so sick of them. Jocelyn, I wish somebody would take some damn speech classes and all that good stuff. But how's the holler back at y'all? I love y'all. Y'all is so sweet. Y'all is so cool. Y'all make me cry. And y'all know I got to play my song like 100 more times. So bitch better have my money. Good night, guys. I love you.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Moon la la. Yeah, yo. Bitch better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch better have my money. Please don't call me on my blood. Pay me what you want it. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Bitch, give me your money. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like blah, blah, blah. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch, but I am my money. Bitch, but I am my money.